great day. Blessings to you. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Behind the Eye of Kai with your host, Kaixa Rodriguez, aka Diamond Butterfly. Make sure you tell a friend and bring a friend. And come on back every Monday at 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join me for some hot, candid, informational, and entertaining, sometimes funny, witty conversation about everything under the sun, from music to food to love and laughter, business, and maybe we'll just ramble and chit-chat sometimes. I'm glad to have you. I hope you enjoy the show. Let's go. Did y'all guys hear anything that I just said? Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
It said my thing was muted. Oh my goodness. Let me check. I hope you guys could hear me. That's crazy. Was I just talking to like absolutely no one this whole entire time? Oh my goodness. I hope you guys could hear me. Lord have mercy. Oh my, wait, I got a private check. Hold on. Yes, my mic is on mute and you guys could not hear me. Thank you, Ali. What? I was saying all that stuff and you guys did not hear anything. So when we go back, we're going to have to mute out that first half and put it back together. So let's start all over again. Hey guys, it's your girl, Kaixa Rodriguez, aka Diamond Butterfly. We're going to start right from the jump. My eyes are going back and forth and looking crazy because my camera is up here. If I look at me, you know, thinking I can look at me, my eyes are going this way because I'm looking at me. So I'm going to look at the camera. I can't see what I look like at all. So I'm going to look at the camera where I am looking at you guys, hopefully, and not looking up or anything like that. So if I do look off to the side, though, it's because the dogs are here. If you hear barking, I have two, and I take care of my son's dog during the day because he's at work. So if you hear some barking, that's what you're hearing. And if you see my eyes go off to the side, it's because I'm used to looking at myself. So my eyes might do that. So your girl is back from hiatus. I have not done a show since February. I came back last Wednesday with Sofa Chats, me and my husband T. Wade. We officially came back last Tuesday and we had an epic show. Y'all have got to get on the Sofa Chats time frame. Wednesdays, every other Wednesday we do Sofa Chats. That other Wednesday, T-Way does his own show, and then on Mondays I do my own show. We may be moving up the time for Behind the Aikai just a little bit, maybe to like 11 a.m. so that Hubs can get on when he's during at work during his break, and he can see what's going on and not be, you know, cheating. I don't want him to get in trouble at work. But anyway, so we have a guest today. I was saying my boy Ali Haq. I don't know if he goes by author Ali Haq anymore. He has transitioned from a few things and he is doing something different. So when we talk to him, we're going to find out what he's doing, what he's not doing, what is his present look like, and what is coming up in the future. Your girl, what has been going on? Me. So we had the surgery in February. We're still having some complications with that. We've had a couple of surgeries since then. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow because I'm still having a lot of difficulty swallowing food, like anything beyond liquid or like applesauce, mashed potatoes are good. Anything thicker than that. So like any type of meat, hamburger, chicken, anything other than that, I just, it gets stuck. So, yeah, so we're having another consultation to figure out what's going on with that. And, you know, listen, your girl is still working out. We are down to 187 as of this morning from 217. I think that's like, what, 30 pounds? I think that's like 30 pounds, 20. I think that's like 30 pounds. I don't know. I can't math right now. It's hot, y'all. I am sweating. So I think we're down 30 pounds. I have got to get back on track to my 10K in the morning. I woke up late this morning, but my goal is to have 10K by noon in. So today we're going to get our 10K in a little bit less. I want to get my 10K steps in first thing in the morning. So I don't have to worry about anything else that I have to do throughout the day, take care of the dogs or anything. And we are in the process of moving. So there are boxes everywhere. So if you're local to me, Springfield, Mass, and you are available May 11th, I know it's the day before Mother's Day, but even if you have like an hour or two to help us get some stuff, because my sons live downstairs, so we're moving their apartment plus my apartment into one family. So if we have a couple of hours out of your day to come and help us, even do one truck, like, okay, I'll help y'all from 10 to 12, and then I got to be out because I'm going to take my mom out to dinner, we would appreciate it. The more people we have, the faster we can get this stuff done. We are also moving some stuff the weekend before on the 4th. So if you're available on the 4th to help us move some boxes, like, yo, I don't know if I can do the heavy stuff, but I'll help you move some boxes, we would appreciate you. Let me know. Yeah, so I'm going to play a song and then I'm going to get my boy Ali on so he's not holding out any longer. And then we're going to get going because I told him 11:45 and it is 11:41. Your girl is on track this morning. So we're going to play a song and then your girl will be back. Hang on. Invite a friend. Hey, how are you? Thank you for watching. Make sure that you come on back. Let me see. We're going to start off with some positive music. T-Wade has a brand new song. It is not out and available yet, but I'm going to still let y'all listen to it. Okay. So we will be right back. Hold on, where's my...
Rough in the past, but today's a new day, and I'ma do things my way. If you can relate to what I'm saying, check it out. Life had been blowing my mind, I've been off on my grind, I needed time to unwind or lose my mind, so I set it off the right way, a new attitude, and everything will be okay. It's time to take control. Stop my flow.
You ready?
It's time to use the gifts that God gave me to you.
Are you ready?
I gotta get in gear. No worries, no fears. It's time for me to shine. I'm leaving all my worries behind. I'm leaving all of my worries behind. I'm leaving all my worries behind. I'm leaving all of my worries behind. I'm leaving all my worries.
You ready?
I'm ready to go. No worries in life can stop my flow.
You ready?
It's time to use the gifts that God gave me to you.
Are you ready?
I gotta get in gear. No worries, no fears. Let's go.
I'm leaving all of my worries behind. I'm leaving all my worries behind. I'm leaving all of my worries behind. I'm leaving all my worries behind. I'm leaving all of my worries behind. I'm leaving all my worries behind. I'm leaving all of my worries behind.
That's right. All of the confusion and all of the disappointments, all of the pain and struggle, I'm leaving it all right where it is, behind me.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes. Leave all them worries behind you. Put them in the past. We are looking forward. We are not caring about what went on yesterday or last week, or last year, or the year before. We are focused on today and what is coming down the road. That is what we are working on. That is what you are focusing on. Lead them people and leave all that negativity. And anybody that has anything negative to say about you, let it roll off your shoulders. Let it roll off your back, because they probably just jealous. They can't do what you're doing, and maybe they wish they could. Maybe, unfortunately, some people who see you doing something positive and they not doing nothing with them lives, they come off as hate. They show it through hate and through jealousy. So don't let nobody change who you are. Don't let nobody make you feel bad for the choices that you've made, as long as they are positive choices. Okay. We do have to take responsibilities for our actions. You know what I'm saying? But we are leaving all of the worries. We are leaving all of the negativity where they belong, in the past. So now, without further ado, your girl is about to bring on her boy, Ali Hawk. We about to bring him to the stage. Yes. What's up, boo?
Hi, boo. Thank you. Thank you. And welcome back. Welcome
Thank
back.
You.
You're welcome.
It has been several months. And I was like, okay, girl, you got to stop. You got to get back on. We got to get back on. Because, you know, once you fall off, it'd be so hard to get back on.
Yes,
just
ma'am.
Just gotta jump in and do it. Sick.
Yes.
So listen, it has been a while since I've seen you, since we have talked. So I know, okay, so the last time we talked, you was a music manager. You was doing some acting. You was doing some modeling. And you was getting into some other things. You were still an author. So from there to here, where is Ali now? What's new?
You know, Ali's always changing and evolving and figuring out what works for him and what doesn't work for him. As far as the music goes, I no longer manage artists. I feel like there was a... I feel much better, I should say, when not managing artists, because when you manage a whole bunch of people, it's just like... But anyway, yes. So, you know, I still love to go support these artists, but I, as far as managing artists, yeah. I actually started doing something different, though.
Okay.
I started embracing my, you know, not, I wouldn't say different, because I've been embracing my writing skills, but last summer I teamed up with Fem Collab's owner, Michelle, and we did a murder mystery dinner. Ooh. So I wrote a murder mystery play. So I love writing plays. I'm finding myself love producing. And speaking of that, we do have a reality show coming out. The first reality show for Springfield. I'm excited about it. We just did an interview with Republican newspaper yesterday, and yeah.
That is wonderful. A murder mystery dinner. So how did that go?
So the murder mystery dinner went extremely well. I picked a few people to be in the play, and they brought the vision to life. They brought the script to life, and Everybody gave positive feedback. So it was a wonderful event.
That's good. That's good. It sounds like I wish I'd have went. I don't know if I saw the whatever it's called. You know, Facebook is so freaking crazy. I don't even see my husband's posts. You know what I mean? Tony be like, did you see my post today? No, Facebook didn't think I should see it, I guess.
Right. I don't be seeing a lot of people's posts on Facebook anymore. It's weird. It's like Facebook picks and choose who they want you to see and who they.
it's like you don't visit their page enough, so we assume that you don't want to see their stuff. Maybe I would visit their page more if you let me see their stuff. Like, it's ridiculous. So I see the same like 10 people's posts over and over, and or some random person's post.
Right.
You've been, you know, recognized as so and so's top supporter. I'm not even in that group. What are you talking about? Top supporter of a group I've never been to. Like, I don't know. It's crazy. But I'm going to start checking out your page more often. So, are y'all going to do that again, or was that a one off?
So, I'm going to be writing other plays, and we'll probably do the murder mystery dinner again. And, right now, and I've been really focusing on my main project, which is a reality show. Chris Howard and from Big Vision Concepts and myself teamed up to bring the first time reality show to Springfield, Mass. So,
yes, that is going to be great. That's going to be great because we need something to put, you know, Springfield on the map, you know?
Yes.
So how did that come about?
So I've always, even when I was managing artists, I've always felt that I needed some type of reality show. Always felt that I needed some type of reality show because when you're, and you can probably agree to this, when you're managing artists, there's always something that unexpectedly happens that may involve a little bit of drama. So I'm like, you know what? We need a reality show. So that's always been on the back of my mind. We haven't had a reality show yet. And we have so many creators in Springfield, especially Springfield, Mass, that deserve to have their cities do the speaking for, you know, do the talking for them, if you will, you know?
Right.
So I felt it was time for us to bring Springfield, Mass to life and bring the creators to life as well. Because we have a lot of creators in Springfield. Yeah, I mean, there was just too many that I couldn't, like, really pick them all. I would have loved to have everybody on the show from Springfield, but I couldn't.
Well, if but, it goes good, then you can have a season 2, 3, 4, 25.
Yeah, yes. And do a proper audition for it. Yeah. So that's how it came about. I'm like, okay, well, it's time for a reality show. And you know me, I like to think outside the box. So I'm like, okay, how can we make this work? So I sat down and talked with Chris Howard, and at the time he was doing his own thing with Big Vision Concepts. So I was like, how would you like for us to team up on a reality show? So I gave him the idea. He loved it. And next thing you know, we picked our cast, and here we are today getting ready to premiere the reality show for May 3rd at Smokey Joe's on Friday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Congratulations. I'm going to have to put that in my calendar. Is that one out? Makes there's sense. Tickets and all of that?
So we have the Eventbrite, and I'll send you the link for the Eventbrite. It's $20 in advance. It's already at the door. Come out. is a red carpet event. We're going to watch the premiere of the reality show. Then we're also going to celebrate my birthday. So, yeah, it's going to be a good night.
Okay.
Yeah.
gotta celebrate. I forgot. Yes. I know I probably was spelling this wrong. And what's the name of the show again?
It's called The Real Creators of Springfield.
All right. I'm just putting this in the comments so everybody knows to come and check it out. And my thing is like, that's not how you spell that. You know? There we go. It's there. Y'all make sure that you hit up Ali so that, and I know I spelled premiere wrong. Listen, my computer, it's hard to talk and type at the same time, people. Yeah. Okay? Don't judge me. Don't judge me. The point is that May 3rd, Smokey Joe's, if y'all know Smokey Joe's, y'all know Smokey Joe is a dress-up place. It's a cigar lounge. But if you don't like smoke, don't be there complaining. Are you having food? What up? Are you having
food? We are having food.
Okay.
Yeah, you know we all. Yes, we have a food.
You know, Ali, you gotta eat. Listen, I know there's gonna be food. The first thing Ali say when he walk into establishment, where the food at?
Yes.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Latanya and Rhonda. I saw you too, girl. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be back. So y'all go hit up Ali Hawk on Facebook and everything. Is it still under Author Ali Hawk?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yeah.
Author Ali Hawk. Check for the flyer. y'all can get the Eventbrite. I will post it on the YouTube when he sends it to me. I will put it inside the YouTube comment so that y'all can see, or you can go to the Trailblazers Radio page on Facebook and we'll put it there later on as well. So what else is going on? So I know you have this going on and you are focused on this. It's also his birthday party. So bring a present. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know it's $20 in advance, but I'm saying, like, it's a birthday party. You know what I mean? Like, listen, he got to pay the DJ. So, you know, that's what your money goes to. That's paying the DJ for all of the food and all of that stuff. But it's a birthday party. Bring a gift. If there's Five Below. Ali don't, he's not bougie. Right?
No, not.
But Five Below got some good stuff. Listen, if everybody gets a Five Below gift card, he can have like $100 to go shop at Five Below. So I'm just saying, I'm just giving ideas, you know. You know, come on. Everything counts. Listen, get him some. I don't know, what's your favorite treat?
My favorite treat. I actually been on a diet lately. Ooh. I've been on a diet lately, so I like no sugar added treats, so like maybe a Reese's dark chocolate cup or something like that, you know.
Yes. I was surprised to find how many things that I could find, even juices like Minute Maid and Tropicana both have no sugar added drinks and they don't taste any different.
No. And they're really good.
They're really good. I've been using the little packs that have
the Crystal Light.
Yes. And and I do that where I drink my protein drinks, which have like 0 or 1 gram of sugar or something like that. So, and they have Isopure has like a lemonade powder that you can add to your water. So if you don't want a milkshake all the time, you can just drink, you know. So that's what I've been drinking. And then my girl Nia put me on to Protein 2O, which are little protein drinks as well. So, you know, way to get your protein in, which is good. People think doing more protein means you want to bulk up, but if you protect your muscle, your body will burn its fat. So you want to do more protein so that your body will burn the fat and not burn the protein. So get that protein in. So everything I drink has protein added to it all day, every day. And especially because right now I'm having issues eating food, I got to drink. I make sure that everything I have has, you know, a bunch of protein in it. But that's awesome. I'm glad that you are getting your health in order. And, you know, because we need to listen. This is we only have one body. They haven't started doing body transplants as of that I know of.
Right.
And we won't be able to afford it anyway. So,
no.
You know, I don't know if I want to wake up and be somebody new unless I could have like Janet's body.
Right. Janet's body, you know, I go to the gym. Right. I go to the gym a lot now. So I hope to one day wake up and have that like A-list celebrity body.
Listen, it's hard work, but for guys, y'all seem to be able to lose weight, especially in the midsection, so much faster than women. Like I've been watching, I do a couple of programs on YouTube, and like I watched this one where her and her boyfriend did like 12 weeks, like a 12-week thing. It might not have been 12, maybe it'd been 8. Whatever it was, they did the exact same thing every day, ate the exact same food, went for the same hike, all of it. He lost like 50 pounds. She lost like 30 pounds or 20 pounds. Ooh. You know what I mean? And it's, I mean, she got, you know, she lost, you know, fat and stuff like that. But it's just for some reason, a whole lot easier for guys to lose weight than it is for women. But it's okay. You know, we're just going to keep, I get my 10K steps in. I try. I have been slipping since we came back from our vacation. I have not consistently got my 10K steps in, but that's my goal, is no less than 10K every single day. And, you know, pushing that and pushing that and pushing that, you know, day by day. My knees are like, girl, we don't want to do this no more. And I'm like, sucks to be you, because this is what we're going to do. You know, being consistent, like you said, you have to be consistent with anything that it is that you want to do. You have to be consistent. Okay, so we got your health. We got this new reality show. Are you still doing books?
I am actually got to revisit a project that I put down, which was my poetry book. So I am going to be reworking on the poetry book so that way I can publish it through Ollie Productions. And then Deep in the Game has to be revamped and republished. And then eventually we will be putting out the second book for Deep in the Game. I know people have been, you know, hounding me about the second book. The first one was good.
I was about to mention the same thing with me. I got to get book three out. Like, it's waiting. Yeah. You got to get the cover picture taken. You know, Fred edited it for me. And so I just got to get the cover. I finally found all three people, because you know I don't like stock art, because I don't have too many issues with us picking other people picking the same characters. So now I'm like, no, I want real people. So I finally found somebody for the third person. Now I just gotta get them all together. There's always something going on. You know, it's like there's always something. But now I just gotta get them three together so they can take their picture, and then we can get the cover done. And then I can, I haven't had a chance to finish book four and then book five. And then that series is done. And then I can see what's going on. We haven't even done music in the past since February. Tony did that song that I played back in.
That was a good song, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. He really loved that song for Jala's finale. Tony was in the finale. The end finale. So that was one of Tony's songs that he did for the end finale. And we haven't done any new music since then. We haven't done anything. Tony's always listening to music. I have some projects that I could be working on, and but there's just always something. So you just gotta there's always going to be something too. You know what I mean? So no matter we know as entrepreneurs, there's always going to be something. You just have to prioritize. Are you going to let life you, or are you going to control life?
You got to try to sometimes control life. And then we all know when we try to control life, when we think we got a handle on it, something else pops up and life is like, aha, you thought you had me. The next thing you know, they're doing something else. Life is life.
Yes. So what has been your... what has been your, I don't want to say weakness, but what has been your biggest struggle over your years being an entrepreneur? Because we know we've been doing this one way or another, doing our own, trying to do our own thing for many, many years. And then what has been your greatest, hold on, my son is trying to call me. Let me just tell you, what is, answer that half.
Okay.
What has been your greatest struggle? So what has been
my greatest struggle? I would say finances has been my greatest struggle with trying to run a successful business. And again, the key word, life. So finances have been one of my biggest struggles, trying to make sure we maintain and make sure that home is taken care of and making sure that business is taken care of and you have proper documentation and just, right. Yeah. Yeah, so finances would be my biggest struggle.
Yeah, that yeah. I second that notion. I think the eyes have it. We are all in agreement. Finances is hard, but any business, you know, yes. Anything that you are trying to do, it's really hard to do life. Like you said, you gotta pay your rent, you gotta pay your mortgage, you gotta pay your utility bills, you gotta put food in the house, and then also hope that you got a couple of ducats on the side to get this business going. And unfortunately here in Springfield, I don't know our viewers where you guys are watching from. Let me know in the comments where you guys are watching from and how events go. If anybody throws events, it's hard to do things in advance when you're trying to like get that advance money. You try to say it's a deal, it's a ticket. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $20 in advance and $50 at the door. People will still wait to pay the $50 at the door and then complain that the tickets are $50. And you're like, it's $20 if you bought them yesterday or matter of fact, 2 months ago, they were $10. Yep. You know what I mean? You could have got them at $10, then they went up to $20, and now they're $50 and you mad. Like, oh, like what is wrong with people? Like trying to get that, and people don't understand, like we need that advance money. One, so we can plan, so we can have some type of an idea, how much food, you know, what do I need so I could pay the DJ in advance? Because listen, we are budding entrepreneurs, and no, we can't just say, well, here's your 400, here's your 1,000, here's your this, and then hope we make it back at the door. A lot of us are hoping we sell the 50 tickets minimum so I can pay the DJ and I can pay the caterer and I can get some decorations, and then anything else is profit. Like, we just trying to at least break even. You know, come on, y'all. Come on, Springfield. Y'all need to start paying advance prices. Come on. I need y'all to start doing stuff in advance.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So, part B. What have you learned? What's your biggest learning? What have you? What's? I don't know how to say it, but you know what I'm saying. What have you learned?
What have I
learned most? Yes.
I have learned that we should, as a leader of a business, you should have no problem taking accountability for your mistakes and making sure that the people you have working for under you or your customers or supporters are treated fairly. That's what I've learned throughout the years. I mean, you know, because everybody know I can be tough to deal with at times, but, but I keep it real. But that's what I've learned. I learned how to treat people accordingly, you know, like, and it has taught me more about myself. So,
right. That's good though, because we all have to learn. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We all have, you're not moving forward if you don't grow. You know what I mean? Exactly. Like they say, practice makes perfect. And I say, nah, you're never perfect. Practice makes better. The more you do, you can always improve even the best things as time goes on. There may be a better way to do something. There may, you know, things become different over technology changes, all of that stuff. So we have to keep growing and we have to keep learning and we have to keep evolving. And as long as we're doing that, I find no fault with people. It's the people who get stuck. And ain't nothing wrong with me. Ain't nothing wrong with me. This is just who I am. You know, this is just what I do. If you don't like me, that's your problem. Like, what, you stay over there because you ain't messing up my teeth. You know, like, listen, come on. It's not always the other people. Sometimes it's you. And we just don't want to admit that. You know what I mean? We just don't want to admit that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so part C to that question, I got the, okay, this is what my biggest weakness was. This is what we have learned. So what do you find joy in through this whole process? What has been your joy to keep you going through the weaknesses and through the ups and the downs and the people not getting the advance tickets and it's the day of and you're like, oh my goodness, are 10 people coming? Are 50 people coming? You know, what keeps you going?
So what keeps me going is my faith. That's number one. Knowing that the end product is going to look so much amazing and phenomenal than what the outside is looking like right now.
Right.
Once we finally get to that, it's here. The event is done. The reveals, it makes me realize that, okay, what I've done and the struggles I went through and the growth that I had to go through keeps me realizing that I can put on more events and people are going to appreciate it. And, you know, I don't do it for myself. I do it for the community. So,
right. Right.
Yeah.
They say, now, and this is another thing that I don't agree with the phrase, but I get what they're trying to say. You know, if you do something you love, you're never working. Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. I know what you're trying to say is that you'll be happy because you're doing something you love. But listen, when you do what you love, you are working three times harder than if you had to go to a job. Because right. Like your boss tells you what time to be to work, what time to go off. You know exactly what you have to do. There's somebody mm-hmm. that does this and somebody that does that. And then, you know, I worked 5 hours. I made $20 an hour. I just made about $80 after taxes. You know what right. I mean? So, you know that when you work for yourself, you are the promoter. You are the digital designer. Uh-huh. You are the caterer. You know, you are this. You got to find a DJ. You got to find, like, you don't have a big whole team until you become to get established. So you mm-hmm. do wear many hats. You got to get up 2 hours early and go to bed 2 hours later than everybody mm-hmm. else. Like, you working, baby.
Yeah.
You working, but you working for something you love. So I get what the phrase is trying to say. But they need to find a better way to say that.
Right. Because you're still working.
You're still working. Like, listen.
You working harder than it. You working harder than you would have if you was working for somebody else.
Yeah, you are. People go to work and be like, man, this is work. No, work for yourself and tell me. Tell me again. Because people want to. It drives me crazy and it's hilarious when people be like, I work for myself. Well, what? And you still in bed. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. What you doing? I ain't got to get up. I work for myself. But I thought you said you had a list this long of stuff to do.
Right.
Like, you got to get up and get that stuff done. You ain't on social media. You're not texting nobody. Like, you know, I started Tupperware again. So I had to mm-hmm. make sure I put that little plug in. So I'm back doing Tupperware. So, you know, you get that initial boost yeah. of people that are like, yes, okay. So, you get them first 6-7 orders. And then people are like, girl, I ordered from you last month. Leave me alone. I helped you. We get depressed. Same thing, you know, when you're doing an event, everybody come out to the first event and then they be like, yeah, I came to your first event. Don't hit me up every time you have an event. And it's like, yeah. Well, if Chris Breezy came to town every single month, y'all know you be buying them tickets every single month. So why we can't support our individual people? Because one day they may be at Chris Breezy's level. Why do we have to wait until somebody's driving the free Mary Kay car before we support them? We got to wait till somebody's on some big national level before we support them. Like, they got to that level because of support. Like, if no one was listening to their music, they wouldn't be huge. So if you want your city and your town to be on the map, you got to support the people in your city or town, those little small mom and pop restaurants, your boy down the street who's a performer, your girl downstairs who's got an Avon business. Like, you got to support those little people so that they can become big people, and that makes a name for your city.
Avon, I remember Avon.
Everybody want to wait and then be like, yeah, they from my city. Like, don't rep me. Don't rep me. You ain't help me make not one piece of this bread. Cut it out. Now you want to sit here and try to eat my profits? Nah.
Right. Right.
Like, everybody's backup because you said my $15 ticket was too much for you. Then I saw you at Burger King spending $15 on a Big Mac meal or whatever.
You're I'm spending cool. more than that now.
You ain't never lied. Like, come on. The sandwich alone cost $12.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stop, Burger King. I'll pay $10 for a Five Guys sandwich because that's a fresh made patty. It's not too frozen patty. Like, come on.
It's crazy. Like, we used to work for Burger King, so we know what goes on.
Yeah, that's how we met, y'all. We both worked at Burger King. It was a brand new Burger King that just opened, just built, and that's how long we've known each other. 2008.
Yeah.
Yes, 2007, yeah. 2008, one of the two. That's how long we've known each other. So, you know, and me and my husband, we moved to Virginia from 2010 to like 2017, and we still kept in touch. When we came back in town, he had a record label, and we joined him on a record label. I was an artist on his record label, and he stopped doing that and moved on to something else, you know. So we've been in touch with friends, you know, for a very, very long time. And, you know, like you said, in and out of different things, COVID, in and out of different things. You know, you gotta have that support. So I know you are focused on the reality show. Let me ask you a question, okay? Because this is, I don't know if you, and I hate to bring this up, but I'm gonna go there because we like to talk about things on this show. I don't know if you've seen, and I'm not even gonna bring up any individual. I'm not going to bring up any individual situations. I'm just going to put this out there like this. Mm-hmm. What is the issue? There was a young lady from Springfield. I don't know if you saw it. That was on Idol.
Okay. I didn't see Idol, but I heard everybody talking about it.
Okay. So the music wasn't playing right and she got a little snippy. And we've both been in it at events. We've had artists when we were with Paige, the label, who every time this particular artist's music played or tried to play it, it was an issue with their music playing or something was wrong. We've been at events where the artist said the music is too fast or the music is too slow or that's not the right track or something. We all know that this happens. You give the artist your USB, they not messing with your music. They just plugging it in and playing, hitting the button. And whatever's on that USB is what plays or doesn't play. If your file is corrupted or it's not in the right format, it may not play. If it's not mastered, it may play faster. It may play slower. It may be jumbled. It may be whatever. Why do people have a lack of professionalism, though, with handling these types of situations? And I know you can't maybe answer the question of why, you know what I mean? I don't know if that was the right way to ask it, but like, you know, what's going on with the professionalism in the craft?
I think I can see it both ways. I can see them getting frustrated because they're compassionate about their music and they know this is a dream of theirs. Like the girl who was from Springfield on American Idol, who caught an attitude with what the guitarist or somebody who was playing her music.
Something,
yeah. She knew her music. She heard how it sounded. So she was like, from what I heard, I didn't watch, so I really can't speak on something. But this is rumors that I've heard about how the girl reacted on the show. That she was, you know, constantly telling the person that, hey, you got to fix my music. You got to fix my music. That's not the key. That's not the key. Or, you know, so she knew her craft. Now, the guy, the pianist, whoever it was, kept on playing in the wrong key, right? So she got frustrated. She was mad. She could have handled that much better, but I can see why she was mad, because I told you once, I told you twice, whatever the case may have been. And right. At this point, you're ignoring what I said.
Right.
So now singing as a professional who's already made it, whoever the judges on American Idol was, they could have used their voice and spoke up for this girl and been like, hey, listen, you are playing it in the wrong key. And usually there's not many people who are in the same room with, you know, those people are not in that room. But once they got word, maybe they can figured out a different approach for that situation. And maybe the girl could have sat up there and actually took a deep breath. Because that's what we don't do sometimes. We don't take deep breaths and we don't really think logically because we get in our feelings. Yeah. Maybe she should not win too much in her feelings. So I'm giving you both sides. So, I mean, because I've seen it happen. I've been down that road where I'm has to do the artist music and the DJ is not playing the right music and everything. It gets frustrating. It does. Right. Especially when you're pointing it out and when you... saying that's the song right there that the artist is gonna be performing, and then when they get on the stage, it's not ready.
Right.
But I don't usually overreact because that's still my brand, that's still my name,
right.
And I still gotta show face out here at these events. So let me take a deep breath and calm down and not be too much in my feelings. You can't really have feelings in this type of business anyway. So, yeah.
You know?
I don't have to lie. I don't know if y'all caught it all.
No, yes. I mean, it's taking a deep breath. That right there says so, so much. And it is what people don't do. They go immediately with that gut response. And a lot of people just fly off the handle. They're immediately mad. And like you said, from both point of views, from the artist's point of view, I know what it sounds like at home. I know what it sounded like maybe the last time I did a show, and this might be a little too slow. This might be a little too fast. I can't hear myself. You know, all of these type of things may be going, and I want to put on the best performance. You get in your feelings immediately, and you immediately, because, you know, just like when we're at a restaurant, if the food is bad, we blame the waitress. Now, we know good and well she ain't cooking the food. But she gets the heat because she's the person who's the representative of this food on my plate. Right? So when the when your music is wrong, you immediately go to the DJ and forget that, well, he just plugged in your USB and he's just playing what's on your USB. So if there's something off, it's not necessarily his fault. There may have been something wrong with your USB, even, you know, and we don't think that. We think, nah, it works fine. There ain't nothing. I just played. I know what it sounds like. And we don't think different computers, different systems, things may sound different, especially if we are not mastering our music. That's the biggest thing, because that keeps it the same all the way across. And there's so many options now for artists to master there. You don't got to spend hundreds and thousands of dollars like we used to. These all of these smaller, more expensive, pay one fee a month and you can master as much as you want. So I get it from both points of views. The DJ's like, dude, I just plugged your track in. I didn't do nothing. I didn't do anything. You know, but like you said, taking that, both parties, taking that deep breath, the artist is saying, yo, this is too fast, this is too slow. The DJ's like, yo, I didn't do nothing. Both sides, take a deep breath. And be, you know, find a way to speak to each other with respect and be like, is there any way that you could speed that up, my brother? Because it's playing a little bit slow. Is there any way, you know, that you could slow it down? I think it's playing that's not the right song. It's track number 3. And having your stuff in order is awesome. Or what Tony and I have been doing is putting together a play set. So he only got to push one button and it's all on. He don't got to figure out what song is first. He don't got to figure out what song is second. It's all on one track. So song 1, little space. Song 2, a little space. Just push that button, my man. Everything's going to play. And it's all set. You know, so that's also, if you're an artist and you're watching, that's also something to do. So you don't even have to worry about pointing out what song is what song and all of that stuff. And then that professionalism goes so, so far, because you can ruin your reputation by having a blow up. You as an artist, you as the DJ, you know, establishments may be like, nah, y'all can't come back in here because we not trying to have no beef. And unfortunately, it happens so much in hip hop that a lot of clubs be like, nah, we not doing no hip hop events. We can't have it because blow ups and fights and arguments are known throughout hip hop. You know, we've been at shows where things said, you bumped into me. You know, and it's like, come on, man. Like we've been at several shows, you know, where things pop off and it's just like, oh, excuse me. This establishment is here giving you a place to shine and you want to start a beef because somebody looked at you. Like, I didn't know you was somebody's empress that you can't be looked at. Like, what's going on? Don't you want people to look at you?
I want to add to that. It seems, maybe because we live in the city, I don't know, but it seems like it mainly happens in Springfield where, look, the girl on American Idol was from Springfield, where people have that issue of, oh, you're looking at me, or you bumped into me, or you doing the same track that I'm doing, or the same cover song that I'm doing. It seems like it's mainly in Springfield that we don't want to help our fellow creators up. We just rather see them be, you know, torn down. You're not on my level.
Right. Yeah. We got to be big dog. We can't give you no props because I got
to be. Exactly. I'm not getting the props. Why are y'all getting the props? You know, like, and we got to get out that mindset because we're only going to hold ourselves back. And we got to get out of that mindset. Like, Springfield in general got to get out that mindset because you could go elsewhere.
To go around.
Right. But they don't think like that. They see, oh, well, they didn't clap louder for me like they clap louder for him, so I don't like this person now.
Right.
Or, you know, like, everybody know who I am, but they're giving him more, or giving him or her more respect than me. Like,
right.
I got a better voice, or, like, we really gotta stop comparing apples to oranges when we're all different in our... Right. And that's what makes Springfield unique. So.
Right.
That's just my little advice.
I know it happens everywhere. I know it happens everywhere. You know, I'm sure if we went to Philly, we'd hear a lot of the same thing. Like the artist that was, you know, the label you had that came from Philly and was like, I couldn't get no love in Philly. You know, it's like it's so hard to get love at home. Like I was saying earlier, it's crazy that your own backyard be the last people to support you, and they wait until you make it big instead of being the boost that you need to get big. Like, what is going on? Like, I don't understand it, but it's, you know, it's like we've had a lot of people in music come from this area, but it's dwindled because people are just so, like you said, crabs in the barrel mentality. I got to be the first one to make it. You can't make it big before me. You can't get the shout outs. I'm not going to give you no love. Like, what does me saying your performance was good, how does that take away from my shine? If anything, it shines more light on me because it says, yo, he's a genuine person. She's a genuine person. She's not so full of herself that she can't say somebody else did a good job. You know, like the people who come out and perform and then leave right after they perform. I can't stand that. You can't support the other people. Nobody wants to be first. Nobody wants to be last because, you know, first person on, the crowd ain't there. Last person on, everybody done left because after everybody's done performing, they out. Like, you're not supporting the other artists, but then get on Facebook and be like, don't nobody ever support me. Dude, you left after your performance. You didn't support none of the other artists. But you want everybody to support you, like, make it make sense.
I do know you know we've been there where sometimes certain events, people may have to work the next morning, like, and they leave, but don't just leave after you're done performing. Like, I understand if you've been here all night and like, okay, listen, after this performance, I'm going home. I got things to do. I get it. We all get it. We all been there. But leaving like right after your performance, and you're like,
you got the first 30 people with you, and they all walk right out.
Wait until the 10th person, and then you should leave, no, or at least the 5th person.
I got to go home. I got to go to work, but I need y'all to stay and rep me. You know what I mean? I need y'all to stay and give me some support. Like, nah, you taking half the crowd with you because they only came to see you. Like, oh my goodness! Like, oh, it drives me crazy. Right. Hey, can we get people to come on time? Like, come on, CP people. We have got to stop with this CP. CPT has got to be done. Like, it says on the flyer, show starts at 8. Y'all want to show up at 10. And promoters, y'all got to start when you say the time. If you say you starting at 8, show better be starting by at least 8:15. Like, listen, that's how you get your call. You come at 10. And they see they don't miss the whole show, they're going to come next time early. But when you keep starting later, you got to wait for a crowd, Well, these people have learned, well, they ain't going to start till I get there. So they never going to come early. Like, nah, you got to, if you say 8 o'clock, you better be starting 8:15 at the latest. Train these people. We start on time here. Ain't no CPT here.
Right.
We starting on time, so you better come. And if we say no sweatpants, don't you show up in no sweatpants and think you're getting in. We said no sweat. I don't care if you bought an advance ticket or not. It say it on the flyer, no sweatpants. It say no sneakers. It say you got to wear a button-up shirt. Whatever it says, pay attention. Stop thinking that you're so big, I can come in whatever I want because I'm me. No, you can't.
You can't come in here.
Right. You better go down the street. I don't care if you bought your ticket in advance. The flyer says no sweatpants, no sneakers. What you got on? Sweatpants and sneakers.
Right.
You know, these are my pet peeves. I'm sorry. These are my pet peeves. Like, listen, I'm sorry. These are my pet peeves. So listen, I'm gonna play a little music. I'm gonna put some more music on. And then we're gonna get into some more conversation. Who did I say? I'm gonna play something by Malay because I know I said I was gonna play some Malay. This is my favorite song. I think this is a song you like.
Is that the one?
Into You.
Yeah, you know that's my favorite song. That's always been. Shout out to Malay.
Shout out to Malay. I think she might be watching.
You give me everything I wanted. Something real for the moment. I know you never leave me lonely. I love to see you every moment. We got something going. You my lover, you my homie. Into you.
Yeah. Yes! I love that song. Yeah. I love that song. That'd be like my morning, wake up in the morning song. Let's get this day going. Let's get this day going. Yes, India LA. Make sure y'all look her up. Will you stop licking all over me, dog? I want your doggy germs. NBS MLA, that is her name. She has got music. You can find her everywhere. You can check her out. I had to put it in there so y'all can see. Shout out to NBS MLA. Y'all make sure y'all look her up on YouTube. Check out her music. Give her some love. You can also find her on somebody was saying something. check out MBS Malay, basically. Yeah, make sure y'all look her up. So we're going on to a new conversation. Hey, cut it out, guys. So Tony and I, we talk about, and you know, we have the other conversations that be going on Trailblazers Radio Network here. We talk about a lot of different things. So let me ask you this. What do you think about the state of relationships lately? I've seen the all of these different podcasts out here now, or clips. I don't even know if they're podcasts, but clips, you know, men talking about what people are supposed to do and what people are not supposed to do and what they expect from their partner. But not much about what they are willing to give and what they are bringing to the table. You know, it's weird.
You know, with podcasts, sometimes, you know, I got my show called A Pajama Party. So sometimes we gotta say things that are relatable and that may get the most views. Some of these opinions on what some of these people in their relationships have are kind of out there. Because if you ain't willing to do the same thing for your partner, why do you expect your partner to do, okay, example, looking gorgeous when they go to bed or looking gorgeous when they wake up in the morning? If you looking like Freddy Krueger when you wake up in the morning, why is your partner going to look like Cinderella or whoever beautiful comes to mind? You get it? So right, I mean, right. You gotta make it make sense. That's why they say relationships are 50-50. You gotta make, you know, because we all know, one realistically, when you wake up in the morning, your breath is kicking, your sleep is in your eyes, and your hair is messed or your do-rag coming off. Like, no, you're not gonna wake up looking gorgeous. So
right.
The reason I don't understand why these people have that mindset on this is what I'm looking for, but you're not going to follow this same exact example on what you're looking for. So why are you looking for that? If that right. makes sense. You get it? Like
It does. It's not an equal playing field. It's like people have this long list of must-haves for their partner, but their I'm giving list is like this big.
Right. If you're not willing to give, don't be willing to take. If you're willing to give that same exact example, then maybe your partner should meet all your qualifications because you're willing to do the same thing. But if you're not willing to meet 50-50 in the middle,
right?
Then why don't request nothing that is unrealistic? Let's be completely honest. Please don't request a perfect mate when you're not perfect yourself.
Right. So, and nobody's like perfect. Everybody falls short. Everybody, you know, has an off day. Everybody does something. You're never going to be in a relationship with somebody doesn't do something that hurts your feelings or doesn't do something that pisses you off, because it's bringing two people from two different backgrounds, two different upbringings together. And like Tony and I always say, people don't do enough pre-talking before they jump into a relationship. It's like, hi, you're cute, you're my boyfriend now. Hi, you're sexy, you're my girlfriend now. You don't even know their last name and you done committed to them. And then, you know, 6 months in, it's like, I'm in love. So he's a jerk, but I'm not letting him go because we done been together for 6 months. Like, what? Mm-hmm. If you'd have found out all that stuff before you made him his boo, maybe he wouldn't have been your boo.
Yep.
Right. So listen, you mentioned, and I forgot to bring this up, you mentioned your radio show. You have a show on the Boombox Network. Boombox Network.
Digital Boombox Network Pride.
I'm missing a word. Digital Boombox Pride Network on YouTube. Yeah. You guys can check it out on YouTube. So what is your show? Say it again.
So it's called A Pajama Party.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a fun show where you're having drinks and you're having interesting conversations with your guests, and it's a pretty much no holds barred show. I play a bartender, you know.
Right. So, what else would you do? It would have to be no holds bars. Able right. to talk about everything, because we know Ali is not holding back. He goes say what he says with no apologies given. Y'all can check that out. Digital Boombox Network Pride. Did I say it right or did I say it wrong?
Yeah. Okay. I'll send you the link to that too. Yeah.
Okay. So we will make sure that all you guys get all of these links on the Trailblazers Radio YouTube page and the Trailblazers Radio page on Facebook. We'll make sure that you get the link in the flyer to the show on May 3rd, and anything that Ali has going on, we'll make sure that you have all of the links into his page so that you can follow him and see what he is doing. So May 3rd is the first thing. So let's get back before I get it, but make sure that y'all link up if you are local, you know, Springfield, Holyoke, Chicopee, West Springfield, Agawam, Hartford, Enfield, come on out, New England area, Holyoke, Amherst. Let's go. It's not where y'all, if you're within 45 minutes of Springfield, you need to be here, because I ain't trying to hear that we too far away. Let's go. Come on. We've driven 2 hours to shows. We've driven, you know, up to New York to do stuff. So I don't even want to hear it. Y'all would go to New York. Y'all come on down. Springfield, this is our first reality show that I know of. I don't know if there was one before, but we know there's one going on now. This is the premiere. And if you're a tourist, get your behind out here and celebrate with Ali. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. Tickets are $20 right now. Don't pay more at the door. We're going to pay in advance. We're going to get all dressed up. Let's go. Bring mom. Bring your girl. It's pre-Mother's Day event. Let's go. And if you're a tourist, you definitely need to be. Okay? So we're going to make sure that y'all have that. We're going to get back to the pajama party. Pajama. Is it a party?
Pajama party, yeah.
Yes,
I call it a slump party on camera.
Okay. Yeah. So I know we said greedy, no holds bars. What type of things do you talk about?
So we have spoken about, I have some wild guests. There were guests that I have spoken to about, I guess, sex work. And there was guests that was on air that talked about their music. Our guests range from all types of different walks of life. You know, just because it's on the Pride Network, it's still guests from all walks of life that come on and have a good time talking and drinking. And yeah, so.
And your show is in person. So people who don't know,
it's pre-recorded.
Okay. But it's in person still, right? Okay.
So yeah, it's in person. Yeah. Yeah.
If y'all want to
so be it's not virtual.
It's not virtual. Like, I'm at home. He's at home. It's not like this one.
Yeah.
You gotta get to the spot, which is in West Springfield. You gotta be able to get there. Are you at the West Springfield or are you in Indian Orchard?
We are at West Springfield right now. Yeah.
So you got to be able, willing to get to the West Springfield so you can get to the studio and sit in the nice comfy chairs, go to the DBN network on YouTube and you can see what the setup is. Get there. You got to be able to get there. So make sure that y'all reach out to Ali. That's another opportunity. You got something you want to talk about? hit him up and see, you know, if he got space in his calendar. Hey, what do you got? I'm gonna beat your butt. This dog always got something. Lord Jesus. He'd be like, he as bad as a toddler. He'd be like, mommy busy. What can I go get into?
And recently we actually took a trip to Washington, D.C. And I actually interviewed the guy from the artist from Men at Large, the 90s group.
Yeah.
And Terrell Carter from Empire. I interviewed him, and I'm actually going back to interview these two, and then I'm going to be interviewing a professor from the Parkers in July. So,
wow, yeah. Congratulations. See, they're doing big things, people. Big things. Yeah. I need y'all to start supporting what's going on in your own backyard. And if you're not from Springfield, that does not mean that we do not want your support. We welcome support from all over the globe. It just means also support what's going on in your backyard. You know, especially support what's going on in your backyard. But, you know, because of the internet, we could support people from all walks of life, from all over the world, you know. So we thank you, no matter where you're from. We thank you for watching. I thank you for watching and giving my friend here, Ali, your time. So before we go, because I'm going to play one more song and then we're going to go through one more time, let people know, you know, where they can find your books. Is book one still available or did you pull it down?
Book one is actually taken off of Amazon right now. I gotta republish that. But right now, there's no books up, so I won't give y'all the link for that because there's no link to give. But y'all can find my YouTube shows on Digital Boombox Network Pride. It's called A Pajama Party. Again, the guests are wild. The conversations are wild. We just have a good time. So it's a slumber party on camera. So definitely check that out. And don't forget to get your tickets for May 3rd, the first reality show in Springfield, Mass, called The Real Creators of Springfield, where you'll see all different types of creatives and a group setting. What else do I want to tell y'all? Y'all can also follow me on Facebook on Author Ali Hawk. That's Author Ali Hawk on Facebook and Ali Hawk TM on IG. Ali Hawk TM on IG. And I think I gave y'all everything. I don't know. I do a lot, so I'm probably forgetting something, but hey.
What did you say it was on IG and TikTok?
It is Ali Hawk. Ali Hawk TM on
TM?
Yep, on IG. And TikTok, I think, is just my regular name. I don't really use TikTok a lot. I need to start, but yeah. It's like I gave y'all everything.
All right. And we'll make sure that we get these links up on both the YouTube and the Facebook page for Trailblazers Radio. We will make sure that we get all of these links so that y'all can follow this awesome young man and see where things are going. I hope to see a bunch of you out on May 3rd to this thing. If you have something, Ali, a video or something, create it for it. Make sure you send it to me so I can post it, flyer or something. Make sure that you send it to me so that I can fly. I can post it up on my pages as well. We thank you guys so much for being here and for joining. Your girl is back. If you would like to be a guest on a future episode, like I said, I think I'm going to change the time to 11 a.m. So it will go 11 to 11. Well, it'll probably still end at 1 or 12:30. I normally go an hour and a half. Some days I go the full 2 hours. But I like to keep it at an hour and a half. And then if we go over, we go over. But I think I may keep it an hour and a half because then my son comes up at 12. That's who you heard in the background. He comes up at 12 to help me do stuff in the house. So this would have me perfectly ready to go. We might even do 10:30 to 11:30, 10:30 to 12. We might even do that. We'll see if we can get some early because I can pre-record as well. Anyway. Thank you, Ali, for coming. I appreciate you, sir. We are going to play one more track. You are so welcome. I appreciate it. I'm glad that I caught up because I didn't know about May 3rd. I didn't know that that was going on. So I'm glad that I got that on there. I knew that you had the reality show, but I didn't know you had already done it and it was already ready to come out. See, I didn't know that. So I'm glad that we did this because I would have missed it. I definitely want to be there. We are, like I said, packing up and moving. But if we can be there, we going to be there. Me and Tony, we any excuse to get dressed up, we going to be there. So, yeah.
Can't wait to see you.
Yes, can't wait to see you again in person. And Chris, like I said, hopefully we'll be able to do a future show again. I talked with Ali about it and maybe get some of the cast members on here as well as Chris so y'all can kind of see who the team is and all of that. And then, you know, y'all can go check. By that time, it'll probably be out and then y'all can go and check it out and see it live. Are y'all going to try to get this on like one of the networks?
So we're putting it on YouTube first and then I got to do things with the documentation of it, like the IMDb. I always get those two letters mixed up, but anyway. So I got to make sure that's taken care of, and then we're going to be looking into other avenues to put it on. Tubi is one of the avenues that I'm looking at on putting the show out on that platform. Yes. Right there.
Yeah. Sounds amazing. Good. Congratulations. I wish you nothing but loads and loads of success.
Thank you.
Hopefully I will see you this coming weekend. Is that Friday? Mm-hmm. That's Friday, right?
Friday, yeah.
Okay. So hopefully I will get to see you on Friday. You guys get your tickets. They are $20 each right now. We are going to play some Rage. Make sure that y'all look up Rage on YouTube, R-A-I-G. I believe she is now Rage Society, just to make sure that y'all can easily find her. So y'all make sure that y'all check her out. We're going to play her Know Me song. You don't know me. You just think you know me, but you don't really know me.
Yes.
Talk to you guys next time.
They don't know me, they know of me. And I ain't nothing like these lambs, that's why they fuck with me. Yeah, I always hold it down, that's why they trust in me. Yeah, I always give it back, that's why they love me. Oh. They know me, they know of me. And I ain't nothing like these lambs, that's why they fuck with me. Yeah, I always hold it down, that's why they trust in me. Yeah, I always give it back, that's why they love me. Oh. Fuck all that street shit, man, you can keep it. Always on guard, always on defense. Yeah, I'm living right, but it's busy, I ain't scheming. Already did my dirt, already put my piece in. Want peace and no pain and no suffering. Already put in all my pain and my suffering. Now you people stuck suffering cause you suffering. 25 to life cause you suck at them. Into loyalty, you never had for them. Ain't living right, always playing it bad for them. Always throwing shots, but never up for bad for them. Want your opportunities, never up to grab for them. You turn your back on them, but they the first to call when the beat back again. They ain't trying to share the bag, start packing them. Get all your eggs in one basket while they cracking them. They don't know me, they know of me. And I ain't nothing like these lambs, why they fuck with me. Yeah, I always hold it down, that's why they trust in me. Yeah, I always give it back, that's why they love me. Yo. They know me, they know of me. And I ain't nothing like these lambs, why they fuck with me. Yeah, I always hold it down, that's why they trust in me. Yeah, I always give it back, that's why they love me. Yo. Trying to mind my business, I can't help but notice. Yeah, it's war in these streets, strapped and fully loaded. If you want what's mine, you gon' have to kill me for it. I'm the future to the game, and I know they know it. Trying to die in the streets, we making it out. Stop holding on to your legends, start pushing them out. Holding on to your blessings, just living them out. In case God can't protect us, then we ain't around. We gon' win, cause the love ain't pretend. We gon' meet in the end. Love's when we lost, till we meet again. Praying to the sky, cause the cycle gotta end. This is for my people. This is for the ones who ain't make it to the sequel. This is for the times they believe you. This is for my angel fighting off that evil. They know me, they know of me. And I ain't nothing like these lambs, why they fuck with me. Yeah, I always hold it down, that's why they trust in me. Yeah, I always give it back, that's why they love me. Yeah.